11회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 면접에 메고 갈 넥타이를 고르시오.
I've got a second interview with that company. Which tie do you think I should wear?
How about that nice striped one?
I wore that one to the first interview.
No, I mean the one with the stripes going across.
Oh yeah, that would be nice, but I got some ketchup on it.
Okay, well, what about the one with the tiny dots?
That wouldn't match the pants I'm going to wear.
Well, let me see the pants.
These ones.
Okay, with these pants, I think you should wear the plain tie.
Thanks. You're so good at this.
If there's one thing I know, it's fashion.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The big race is coming up in less than a month.
I know. I'm going to be doing a lot of training.
Now don't overdo it. I only want you to jog 10 miles in the morning.
Okay.
And in the evenings, when it's cool, we'll work on your speed.
Okay.
Yesterday, you ran faster than you have in a while.
Yes. If I can do that again, I'll win the race.
You certainly will. Now, exercise isn't everything. You need to watch your diet over the next few weeks, too.
I know. Lots of proteins and lots of carbohydrates.
That's right. I've got a special diet written out for you. It will help you to make the most of your training and be ready for the big race.
Thanks. Well, let's get started.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 설명하는 대상으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
They are traditionally Korean and were originally used to cool people off in the summer's heat. They can still be used for that purpose, but now they are more for decoration. They are made of paper or cloth and can be found with any number of designs on them, such as birds or other natural scenes. They make a beautiful decoration in your home or look lovely with hanbok. They are also part of traditional Korean dances.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's wrong? You're shaking.
I have to take an exam today.
Well, haven't you studied?
Yes, but I haven't taken an exam in so long. I don't know what to expect.
Don't worry. If you studied, you'll do really well.
Sure, if I could get my hand to stop shaking long enough to write anything.
Do you have time? Maybe we should have some tea. That will help you relax.
I don't know if my stomach could handle it. Anyway, I should go over my notes again.
Listen, if there's one thing I learned about writing exams, it's this. Don't look at your notes immediately before the exam. If you do, you might find something you don't know, and you panic.
That makes sense, but I have to keep busy. I can't relax and enjoy a tea until after the test.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁하는 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Boy, those students are really excited about the big dance tonight.
Yes, they're all going to look so lovely in their dresses and suits.
Are you going?
No, I would have volunteered to work at the dance, but I thought I would be busy marking exams.
Oh, I see.
As it turns out, I finished all of my marking early. I might stop by to check it out.
Well, didn't you hear? Arthur is ill.
Oh, was he supposed to volunteer?
Yes, now we are one person short. Do you think you could take tickets at the door?
Oh, sure. That would be fun. I don't know what I'm going to wear, though.
Well, you don't want to compete with the students.
I'll throw something together.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 신용카드 한도가 초과된 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I tried to use the credit card today and it was declined. Do you know anything about that?
I'm sorry. I'll get that straightened out tomorrow. It was the fishing trip with the guys from work.
Fishing trip? How on earth did you spend so much money on a fishing trip?
Well, remember Phil said that his boss was going to let him use his cabin for the weekend?
Yes.
Well, it turned out the boss's son had the same idea. He didn't mention it to his father, though. So when we arrived, there he was with all his friends.
Oh, what a shame. So you didn't get to go fishing?
No, we went to the casino instead.
The casino? Well, that explains it.
I should have known better than to go to a casino when I was already having bad luck.
You certainly should have. I was so embarrassed when the credit card wouldn't work.
Hi, Fran. I haven't seen you in ages.
Yes, it has been a long time. You look like you've been working out.
Yeah, about a year ago, when I saw that I weighed 90 kilograms, I decided to lose 10 kilograms.
How did you do that?
I went on a diet. It didn't take too long to lose the 10 kilograms, but when I changed my eating habits, I had so much more energy. I decided to start exercising, too.
What kind of exercises do you do?
I swim for an hour in the mornings, and I lift weights for half an hour in the evenings.
Wow, you look really good.
Actually, since I started exercising, I've put on weight.
How much?
About 5 kilograms.
But that's all muscle. Muscle weighs more than fat.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하기로 한 일을 고르시오.
What do you feel like eating tonight?
I don't know. Something different.
We haven't tried that new Thai restaurant.
I'm not really in the mood for spicy food.
Well, how about hamburgers?
No, that's boring.
Hmm. Okay. Well, do you have any ideas?
We haven't had sushi in a while.
That's a great idea, but the place we usually go to is closed for renovations.
We could go to that other place on the corner.
Okay, let me get my coat.
9번. 다음 여행 일정표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택한 패키지 여행 상품을 고르시오.
Guess what? I'm going to have a few days off to travel next month.
That's great. Where are you going?
I don't know yet. Any suggestions?
Look at these ads in the paper. They're for package tours. Any of these interest you?
Well, I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
They've got a one-week trip to New Zealand. How many days did you say you would have off?
Only 5. That's no good.
Well, there's one to Japan that's only for 2 days.
No, I've been to Japan. I want to go someplace different. I wouldn't mind going to China, but I can't leave on Sunday.
Well, it looks like there's only one option for you.
Yeah, you know, that looks all right.
10번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
When I was in school, I liked to listen to music while studying. My parents thought it was distracting and wouldn't allow it. What they didn't know was that it helped me study. Many people don't realize there is no correct way to study. People have different styles of learning. When I see my son studying, I get tense because he keeps moving around. To me, it seems like a waste of time, but that's how he learns. He can't sit still for even 2 hours because he gets bored.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자에 대한 설명 중 내용과 일치하는 것을 고르시오.
I heard you've been doing some traveling.
I have been away. I didn't travel around much, though.
So where were you?
Well, my plan was to travel around Europe for a year.
It didn't work out?
Well, first I had to save some money, so I got a teaching job in Korea.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Did you not save enough to go to Europe?
Oh, I saved plenty, but I liked Korea so much that I stayed there for 3 years.
3 years? You must have really liked it there.
I did. I almost got married, too.
Almost?
Yeah, almost. That didn't work out either. That's why I'm back now.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 사는 곳의 장점과 단점을 바르게 짝지은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jane. I heard you moved out to the suburbs.
Yeah, I did. It's okay, but I do miss the city.
Why did you move out there?
Well, it's a good place to raise kids.
That's true. There are good schools out there.
Yeah, but it's so far away from everything. If I want to see a movie or go out to eat, I have to drive for an hour.
That's no fun. And are you commuting back and forth to work?
Yeah, it adds 2 hours to my workday.
But I guess the kids are happy.
Yeah, they've met great friends. It'll just take some time for me to adjust.
One. Are you comfortable? This is going to be a long trip.
Yes, I just need to get my book out.
Two. I hope they serve a decent meal. I'm starving.
I hate the food on these things. I brought sandwiches.
Three. We should be arriving in about 2 hours.
Sue is going to meet us, right?
4. The doctor is ready to see you now.
Thank you very much.
5. Do you have any gum? I always have problems with my ears.
I sure do. What flavor would you like?
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Hank? I thought you quit smoking.
I know. I'm just having a really stressful week.
Hank, you're always going to have stressful weeks. You have to learn how to deal with it without smoking.
I know, you're right.
Besides, you've been off cigarettes for 6 months. You are doing so well. Don't ruin it now.
I know. It's all in my head, right?
That's true, Hank. After 6 months, you're not physically addicted anymore.
Well, I'll just have one, and then I'll quit again.
Don't do it, Hank. I'm telling you.
You know, you're right. This is stupid. I'll just chew some gum.
Here, I have some right here.
We're going to talk to the professor about the group assignment. Will you be able to come?
When are you going?
During his office hours on Wednesday.
When are his office hours again?
2 till 4 o'clock.
Okay, that's a good idea. I have a lot of questions about this assignment.
Yeah, so do we. Then after we talk to him, we should go to the library and get to work.
Good idea. But if you think it would be more comfortable, we could go to my place.
Actually, that would be great. I'll ask the others.
Then we can drink coffee and have snacks.
Sounds good to me.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm really nervous.
Why?
I'm meeting my boyfriend's parents tonight.
Meeting the parents? That's pretty serious.
I know. I really hope they like me.
Of course they'll like you.
What if I say something stupid? You know how I am when I'm nervous.
I've never heard you say anything stupid. Relax.
I just know it's going to be awful.
Well, with that attitude, it will be. Just imagine you're meeting one of your girlfriend's parents.
That's not the same.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 조슈가 라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Josh and Ryan are on the roof fixing a hole. Josh is getting a little annoyed with Ryan because he is careless and lazy. Josh asks Ryan to go and get a hammer from the other side of the roof. He adds, "Be careful not to drop it." Ryan goes and gets the hammer, and just as Josh expects, he drops it. So now one of them will have to go down and get it. Ryan tells Josh to get the hammer. How will Josh likely reply to him?